and a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 29th, 2021. Today in the news, investors could see a big move higher in gold soon, according to ex-JP Morgan Managing Director and now CEO of Trovio, John Dean, who sees prices trading well north of $2,000 an ounce this year, reports Kitco. Inflation is already here, and the world is sitting on an economic cliff, which makes assets like gold, silver, and Bitcoin very popular with investors, Dean told Kitco. We'll go well north of $2,000 this year. Realistically, $2,200 is probable. It may have some headwinds as we go through $2,000 again, but gold is in a much better position than where it was a few months ago. Well, some people want to change America one good intention at a time, reports Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. The Biden administration's net zero climate change project itself is unlikely to affect the world's climate, but Biden's proposals will almost surely take a few weeks off our economy's growing season. You'll recall that when the money goes funny, everything else goes funny. First, things get weird. Then they get nasty. But that's all still ahead. The consumer price inflation, the financial controls, the depression, the crackdowns, and the crackups. Fed prints money, it buys treasury bonds, the rich own bonds, bond prices go up, and the rich get richer. Well, don't believe your lying eyes is the message from the Fed's Jay Powell as he hypnotizes investors to believe that inflation is transitory and that they have the tools to manage it, according to bond king Jeff Gundlach, reports Zero Hedge. Gundlach's forecast is that the Fed will allow the market forces to take yields to higher levels before stepping in. The bond king also noted that the U.S. stock market is very overvalued by virtually every important metric. Well, thanks to the Fed, the high-risk, small-time borrower is becoming a thing of the past, report Mises Institute. Banks and accounting trickery go together, they write. When the pandemic struck, banks dumped plenty into their loan loss provisions, $60 billion, expecting the worst. Here we are a year later, and the banks are rocking their earnings by adding back the money that had been put away for the predicted COVID rainy day. Banks are running away from consumers. The consumer is toxic. The only time a bank wants to face a consumer is if it's a affluent consumer, a bigger mortgage, a high FICO score, low loan-to-value, no risk. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.